My best podcast.
Just before we start the podcast proper, I emailed Paul Draper from Manson, one absolutely brilliant band. They did an album called Six, which is just a classic. If you haven't heard of Manson, please check them out. Anyway, Manson did an album called Six, which is a second album, and actually featured Tom Baker. And Tom Baker is the theme of tonight's podcast. So I emailed him asking if he fancied chatting about Tom Baker. So he sent us this reply. So he said, can I read it out? So here we go. This is Paul Draper from Manson. My favourite episode is Terror of the Zygons. I remember the first rerun of the episode, so that must have been 1975, and watched it many times since. I love the outside broadcast episodes of Doctor Who. The studio-based set seems cheaper, and I love a lot of Pertwee episodes. And other Baker favourites are Genesis of the Daleks, Android Invasion, Destiny of the Daleks, and Revenge of the Cybermen. When Tom Baker did a voiceover for the second Manson album, Six, I went for a pint with him after recording at a pub in the West End of London. Always remember, as we got to the barman said, "What are you having, Doctor?" Without a flinch, Tom said, "Pint of bitter, please." He looked at me and winked. So thanks to Paul Draper from Manson for that nice little anecdote. Yeah, Tom Baker. But who is Tom Baker?
Mondas.
Hello and welcome to the Mondas podcast with me, Ian Todd. Hope you're good. This is going to be the last podcast I'm going to do for a while. About Doctor Who anyway. Might be some more interesting news, and pretty soon you'll hear about that. But yeah, so Mondas podcast. If you want to check us out on Twitter, hashtag Mondas podcast, and I'm at IanTodd82. So thanks very much for listening and tuning in, subscribing and whatnot. Please do any reviews, any sort of retweets and stuff, and gathering support. So appreciate all that. So today, you think what we're going to talk about? What is it? Well, it's Tom Baker, and I've got quite an interesting bunch of people talking about Tom Baker as well. So without further ado. Tom Baker, where do you start? Not every Tom Baker episode was brilliant, I'm not going to lie. You know, some people, he is the best, and I think that's still, in my head, that's still right, he is the best. But in terms of his best one, it's a tough one. To be honest with you, I was humming the horn over this. I think there's a lot of them that I really like. Notable mentions, Pyramids of Mars, City of Death, obviously Genesis of the Daleks, and there's a lot more, you know. Some of them that not everyone will like, you know. Especially the later stuff, when it got quite changed the theme and whatnot, got quite miserable and stuff. But I've went for Talons of Wang Chiang. I know there's a lot of controversy over the story, in the sense of it's casting of a white man playing a Chinese person, and you know the sort of attitude of Chinese people in it. But if you kind of pull away from all that, it is a classic. You know, it's the sort of episode that you go back to numerous times. I've been to some of the locations as well in London, and obviously it looked nothing like what they did then. But Doctor Who was brilliant when it does that sort of period piece, you know, the Victoriana sort of thing. And I really, yeah, it's just got everything, you know. It's got scary people in it, it's got scary baddies in it. It's got Tom Baker just loving it as Sherlock Holmes, and Leela's in it, elements. It's just perfect setting, you know. It's like it's Doctor Who at its pomp, you know. Just everything just fits perfectly. And obviously Tom Baker is still now absolutely brilliant, and I'm sure that I'll agree with most of the choices people have made in the podcast, because he is the best. He went on for a long time as well, and not everything he did was perfect, but some absolute classics in there. Stuff like Deadly Assassin as well, Robert Holmes stuff. There's so many, you know, even like the Android Invasion, you know. You know, there are some people who have some random ones that I like, and I like that. It's good to have it's got to have a varied mix of interests for people. But yeah, so this will be the last Mondas for a bit. But thanks very much for listening. Anything I do will be coming out on the same feed anyway, so just keep a lookout. So listen to other people talk about Tom Baker.
Harry Medium. Harry Medium.
Good day to you. Harry Medium here. I was just making some jelly beans on toast and I remembered that Ian Todd had asked me to speak about the Fourth Doctor. Which one was that again? The one with the scarf and the jelly beans. That's what reminded me. Well, he's kind of seemed to be the apex, I guess, of Doctorness, isn't he? Not sure if that's particularly fair on the rest of them, but my favourite series would probably be have to be, how many times did I say be then? Too many. My favourite serial, I would say, is probably something with Sarah Jane in it. I think that was a classic team. Very good. They bounced off each other, didn't they? There was a spark, and that was good. I really like Pyramids of Mars. Is that six episode one? I think it might be. There's some great stuff in that. Good baddies as well. I'm trying to think if there's any others that really stick out. I do quite like Robot, even though he was finding his feet, obviously. But as time went on and it all got a little bit too cookie, I'm not that much of a fan of the Douglas Adams period. I felt like it had gone a bit too far into self-conscious cookiness. Maybe caught in controversy here, I'm quite ambivalent about his appearance in The Day of the Doctor as well. Sure, Tombo, as I like to call him, and he likes me to call him, Tombo touched certain heartstrings, I think, for most people, certainly for me, but I found it confusing. Is the Doctor, are all the Doctors there? Is it just that Doctor? Or are the other Doctors somewhere else? Is that what happens when they regenerate? They move to Earth and get a fairly dull day job? I don't know. It just brought up a lot of questions. And it felt a bit like it was shortchanging the other Doctors as well. I think we'd seen enough kind of winks towards the past 50 years in Day of the Doctor without the over-egging of the baker pudding. But, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't have written it, so what do I know? So, anyway, yeah, Fourth Doctor. He was a one, wasn't he? Right card. Cheers. And ta-da for now.
Erica Ensign.
Hi, I'm Erica Ensign from, well, from many podcasts, including Verity and Lazy Doctor Who. My favorite Tom Baker story, well, my favorite Doctor Who story of all time, really, is the Rebus Operation from 1978. In fact, my personal goal is to talk about it on as many podcasts as possible, so I'm thrilled at the opportunity to knock one more off the list. The Rebus Operation is basically what would happen if someone tailor-made a Doctor Who episode for me. I love arcs and beginnings, and Rebus is the first story in Season 16, the Key to Time season, where the Doctor has to collect six segments of a powerful artifact to save the universe. So, in addition to its own rollicking story, it sets up the whole season-long arc. It's also the first time we see my favorite classic companion, Romana. She's whip-smart and doesn't let the Doctor's eccentricities faze her at all, but she's also not as world-wise as the Doctor is, and that dichotomy makes for a great pairing. I love watching them bounce off each other. I also love watching Romana's dress. We also have K-9, and I just love K-9 madly. So then we get into the Rebus story itself. It's a heist story, which is another one of my favorite things. And Rebus, the planet, is some of my favorite world building in all of Doctor Who. It has an ice time and a sun time, where the planet is at turns frigid and temperate for many years at a time. What a cool concept. The sets are gorgeous. The BBC does period drama expertly, and the sets and costumes in this story make it feel like a Russian epic. There's no location footage at all, which gives it a claustrophobic feel. It's perfect for a story that takes place on a primitive world where folks have to stay bundled up and hibernatory for years on end. And while all of those things are great, the crowning jewel for me is the dialogue. Robert Holmes is arguably the best writer in all of classic Doctor Who. Here, he is at the top of his game. The banter is sparkling. He's known for creating amusing double acts, and here we have a double act. Garen and Unstoff are delightful, not-so-petty criminals who are trying to sell an entire planet. The Graf Vindicae is an egomaniacal conquering maniac who doesn't go anywhere without his right-hand soldier, Shellac. Both pairs are a treat to watch. Paul Seed's performance of the Graf is so deliciously over the top, he leaves no piece of scenery unchewed, and I love every minute of it. Ian Cuthbertson is magnificent as Garen, and his interactions with the Doctor are particularly charming. He speaks to the Doctor as one rogue to another, and it works. You can see they're two of a kind to some extent, and that's explicitly clear at the end when Garen pickpockets the Jethric from the Doctor, only to have the Doctor pickpocket it right back. And of course, I can't forget to mention the touching scenes between Unstoff and Binro the Heretic, who insists there are other worlds than theirs, and that the sun is a ball of flaming gas, one amongst many. His views have had him tortured and cast out from society to become a beggar, but he has a good heart and he shelters Unstoff when he's in need. There's no plot-based reason for those scenes. They're strictly character development. Development of a character who will sacrifice himself at the end, no less. They are heartbreaking and beautiful and unnecessary, and thus they're like the icing on a particularly good cake. I haven't even mentioned the obligatory rubber-suited monsters, the Shrivenzal. They may not look like much now, but as a child, I found them terrifying. Oh, and the music is delightful. I'm someone who rarely even notices the music on Doctor Who, and even I speak highly of the incidental music here. It is so fitting of the mood. I could go on and on and on, but I'll close by gushing over the Doctor himself. I think Tom Baker is at his best in this story, from his grumpy reaction to having a new companion and a hole in his TARDIS console, to his dry, sly handling of Garen and the Graf, to his growing acceptance of Romana, to his clear adoration for his metal dog pal. He is perfect. And perhaps that's the best word I can use to describe this story. For me, as a viewer and a shamelessly devoted Doctor Who fan, the Rebus operation is perfect.
Simon Meddings. Simon Meddings.
I'm just going to read through a couple of them and then I'll tell you the one I really do like. And it's a real hard choice between two of them. But Leisure Hive I have a real massive fondness for because it's the first Doctor Who episode I remember watching on television. Obviously I've seen, you know, all of the things, but I mean, Leisure Hive was the one that when I watched it with my mum and dad on TV, must have been 1980 or something. I was, how old was I? 7. So that's when I first really got into Doctor Who. And I seriously got into Doctor Who. Never missed an episode from then on. Of course, it only lasted for 6 years. But I was able to get all the others. So Leisure Hive, I do have a real fondness for. Talons of Wenchang always stands out because it always seems to be one that was repeated on TV. And I really enjoy that episode. However, Fang Rock is a classic. And the other two are Robot and Logopolis. Now, Robot, obviously, because of the fact that it's the first episode of Tom Baker's. And I love the way he's properly bonkers in it. You know, you've gone from John Pertwee, who's swashbuckling hero dandy doctor, to this manic, wide-eyed, all teeth and curls nutter. Not a great fan of the different costumes he tries on, especially the Viking one, or the minstrel. But it's a real fun episode. The running on the spot with Harry Sullivan is just brilliant. You know, I love it. And Legopolis, because it's his final episode, and there's something really quite dark about that episode. The fact that Baker knows he's going, he's very edgy in that episode. He's almost like a nasty piece of work, really, until those final scenes. But my all-time favorite, the one I'm going to pick, and it's real hard between Robot and Horror of Fang Rock, actually, is Horror of Fang Rock. I just love it. It's almost like a stage play, just set, you know, on this rock. And everything about it is mysterious, the weather and the supporting crew in there and everything. And, oh, that lighthouse. Oh, man. I mean, it's just everything about it is really quite scary. And I've never forgot it. And it's one of those episodes I can go back and watch all the time. So that's my choice, Howl of Fang Rock. Looking forward to hearing the episode as usual, Ian. Keep on rocking, as always. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Phil Cannon.
Hello. Trying to pick my favourite Tom Baker stories, like trying to pick my favourite colour. kind of depends what mood I'm in. And there's also the fact that there's so many to choose from. Where do you begin, really? Because a lot of the Tom Baker serials are just considered as classics. Okay, there's some ropey ones in there along the way, but generally, they're pretty damn good. So really, at the moment, my choice would be The Seeds of Doom. But why would I pick this particular story? Well, really, it's one of those stories that's one of the classic horror-themed serials from Tom Baker's era, in particular, the Philip Hinchcliffe era. If you think about it, you had all the things that were, you know, considered classic horror. The Brain of Morbius riffed on Frankenstein. Talons of Wen Chiang riffed on the Sex Roma Fu Manchu stories. So there's a lot to like in this one in particular. And for its time, I think it pushed the envelope quite a lot with regards to what was acceptable for, tea time Doctor Who. This was full-on body horror, with any poor individual that came in contact with a crinoid pod, well, just got overtaken and became a great big man-eating plant. And also another thing about this story is that it's got one of the most memorable villains, and I think the first sort of true proper supervillain in Doctor Who's history. Obviously, that would be Harrison Chase. And he's stark staring mad in this one. he rocks the three-piece suit as well, with, of course, the three-piece suit with the leather glove combo. But, I mean, what other supervillain has ever made his own sort of concerto for plants, which was another triumph for the BBC Radiophonic Workshop as well, I hasten to add. But I think in this one, Tom Baker is also truly magnificent. He gets to do so many things in this one, which you probably sort of associate more with Pertwee. Diving through skylights, getting into fist fights, holding guns. You know, it's excellent. But also, I think it's Tom Baker, he's probably his most serious as well, because he cannot impress upon the other characters in the story just how dangerous the crinoid is, and basically saying it's end of all life on Earth. And he's ably supported as well by Elizabeth Sladen, who I think is excellent in this story as well. This is probably the height or the golden years of the Doctor and companion combo, because Tom Baker and Elizabeth Sladen were just utterly brilliant together. And if they had a really good story, which this one was, they were just firing all cylinders as far as I'm concerned. Also had a decent henchman in this as well, John Challis as Scorby. Who I think, you know, was again one of the sort of like the most memorable sort of henchmen we've had, really. To my mind, he is anyway. I always remember Scorby from this. Ever since I was a kid, I can remember him in this one. And he's also got a dotty old lady in it as well, which Doctor Who seemed to quite like in this particular period for some reason. I seem to remember the one from Stones of Blood as well. But the Liva Ducal character was absolutely excellent, and she gets roped in as well to help out the Doctor and UNIT for that matter. But of course, it's got double dealing government ministers, which again was another sort of holdover from Pertwee as well. So yeah, I mean, there's so much to like in this story. Only downside to this, it didn't feature the Brigadier. We had Major Beresford instead. Didn't quite live up to Nicholas Courtney, but there you go. You can't have everything. But really, this is my all-time favourite at the moment, Tom Baker story.
Blue Box Podcast. Blue Box Podcast.
This is JR from the Blue Box Podcast, and I'm sitting here in the services at, where are we? Is anybody there?
Just outside Reading, aren't we?
Yeah, we passed Reading though, so it's not Reading services, it's the next one along.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're at a service station, and I'm about to ask Lee from the Blue Box Podcast what your favourite Tom Baker story is.
The Robots of Death. No, I'm lying. It's actually The Seeds of Doom.
Why would you be lying about the Robots of Death? It's a great story.
I know. But those two are right at the top, and they change on the day, but Seeds of Doom, for sure.
Okay, why Seeds of Doom?
It's the fact that you've got a six-parter with a two-parter at the beginning and a four-parter after. It's like two stories.
It's like 12 parts.
And it's lovely, though, isn't it? And it kind of riffs off one of my favourite stories, Who Goes There and The Thing. So, and it's Tom Baker laying people out. I think I've said this in the podcast before. It's got all the elements.
You've said it on our podcast. You've not said it on this podcast.
All right, okay. What's this podcast?
Mondas.
Oh, hello, Mondas.
Simon Brett of the Blue Box Podcast. What's your favourite Tom Baker story?
I think it's going to have to be The Ark in Space.
Okay, why The Ark in Space?
Because it's pure unadulterated Tom Baker before he said, oh yes, filth. It's Baker filth. It's Virgin Baker, isn't it? Because it's all fresh and new, and it's before he's had time to really think about it. And as a story, it's just kind of epic, and it's got all the best Doctor Who elements in it. It's kind of the birth of modern Doctor Who, really. New era. All fresh and lovely.
There's a lot of bubble wrap.
Yeah, but, you know.
Mark Cockrum of the Blue Box Podcast. Mark Chicken Machine Cockrum of the Blue Box Podcast. What's your favourite Tom Baker story and why?
You're trying to influence.
I'm not trying to influence you. I'm trying to second guess your answer.
I'm going to say The Horror of Fang Rock.
You liar.
Well, don't bloody ask me then.
Okay, why Horror of Fang Rock?
I think it's there's a sort of claustrophobia to it. There's paranoia. Great assembled cast. Tom's on top form. And everyone dies. Love it.
Wow, well, what can you say? I can't really follow that, can I? I suppose I'll have to. My favourite Tom Baker story, Talons of Wang Chiang. Although, you know, it kind of hovers between the Talons of Wang Chiang and City of Death, because City of Death is just glorious. I think... But they're both stories that don't really mean a lot. They're both stories that are filled with 90% frivolity and 10% substance. But what substance when you get to it? And oh my God, what joy in the frivolity. And they're kind of big influence on Stephen Moffat. And everybody knows what I think about Stephen Moffat and his writing. So, Talons of Wang Chiang and City of Death.
So you picked two?
I picked two.
When you're asked to pick one.
You know...
I love the Robots of Death Pack.
Lee picked two. And you could have picked two if you hadn't went out of the City of Death.
Yeah, you multi-picker.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the Blue Box Podcast signing off.
Ellie's and Harris.
The trouble with the Tom Baker era is there are so many serials that it's almost impossible to choose one that's the best out of all of them. I've got a feeling most people are going to pick probably Pyramids of Mars or maybe City of Death. I think very few people are going to pick Talons of Wang Chiang for obvious reasons. I think probably on reflection, I'm going to go with Brain of Morbius for a number of reasons. First of all, it's got the Sisterhood of Khan, which came back recently to great effect. I don't know whether they're brilliant or a bit odd, but they're interesting. And also, they're a very good sort of difference to the Time Lords have got the immortality. Sisterhood of Khan have also got the immortality. And in a lot of ways, they're much better, nicer, more balanced people, even though, well, I mean, they're a cult, so they're not as balanced as you can probably get. But then again, the Time Lords are a bit of a cult as well. So what can you get? There's also... During the Tom Baker era, it's when Sarah Jane really came into her own. I mean, she appeared earlier on, obviously, but during the Tom Baker era, after Harry, she's just on her own as the companion, and she's really the first companion that's the one single female companion that is really the template for the later ones. Rose probably wouldn't have happened without Sarah Jane. I like it more when there's more than one companion, but... If there were single companions at the best, I'm going to go for Jamie. And he wasn't a Tom Baker companion, obviously. So Sarah Jane, if it's a Tom Baker... Well, we're talking about Tom Baker, aren't we? The Brain of Morbius also has Philip Maddock, who is who was married to Ruth Maddock. So that's good. She was in Heidi High. That's probably not a reason to recommend it, but that's an interesting... Probably not even interesting. It's a fact. A headless body, stupid, disembodied, powerful Time Lord that's evil and bad and terrible. You know, you can never have too many terrible, bad Time Lords. Well, you can have. You definitely can have. But there are, out of the worst Time Lords, he's probably in the top five worst Time Lords. They're all pretty bad, though, really. So, yeah. Yeah, Brain of Morbius. Because... Well, it's fun and silly, but it's very campy. That's always good with Doctor Who. And it's enjoyable. Yeah, Brain of Morbius.
Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast.
Whiskey
Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast.
Whiskey Mondas
Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast.